K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Robert. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Robert. Robert sounds sad.
What's wrong,
or a
Robert?
Bummed out.
Is it that obvious right
here? What's going on?
Yeah, I was hoping you guys could help me out. I went on a date recently and, haven't heard back from the girl. So I just wanted to kind of get your guys' insight. Maybe we can get something resolved. I went to a church recently, a new church, and I met this woman named Bobby. Really, really nice girl. You know, we talked a little bit over some coffee and decided, you know, that we had a lot in common. Like, we both love Rascal Flatts, we both listen to you guys, you know, all the good stuff. You know, just really hit it off. And she asked, actually, me out to dinner. We went out to over the Cheesecake Factory, over the Green.
Yeah.
And, you know, had a good time. Now, I think what's going on, I'm suspecting, is that I'm between jobs right now. And, you know, I told her that I was going through a little bit of a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she seemed okay with that. Like, you know, she understood, very sympathetic type of lady. But like I said, we hit it off. After the date, I called her about a week later. I didn't want to seem pushy or anything, which is why I waited a while. I wasn't like playing any games, you know, like that Swingers movie or anything. But just calling her to ask her out for another date. But she turned me down flat. And she wouldn't say why or, you know, what was wrong or anything. So I just sort of left alone. But I got to admit, I'm a little mystified, which is...
That's weird.
You just got a big old no, huh?
Yeah, just flat out no.
Huh. Everything on the date went okay, though?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we hit it off and we had a good time.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. You said her name is Bonnie, right?
Bonnie.
All right, we're going to stick you on hold. We're gonna get her phone number. We're going to call Bonnie. We'll see if we can find out what the no's all about.
Okay, great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Robert, did you like the Cheesecake Factory? Now, Fry's like not a fan at all.
Well, it just feels so claustrophobic in there.
Do you like it?
The menu itself, the 30 pages of that.
True.
Yeah.
Weird plastic is a little tough to get through, but, you know, you're going there for the cheesecake anyway. I
mean, yeah, that's a good
true.
Point.
It's kind of cafeteria-style sitting,
oh,
in my opinion, you know? But
a little bit.
Anyway, hold on a second here. We got a couple more digits, and we'll have Bonnie on the phone here. So be real quiet, okay?
All right.
Hello. Hi, looking for Bonnie, if she's available.
Yes, this is.
Hey, Bonnie, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, The Breakfast Club. How are you doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing great. That's very cool. How are you?
Good. We made her all happy.
Yeah, she's lighting right up.
Hey, we're just going to take a few seconds of your time, if it's okay.
Okay.
Bonnie, we got a phone call from somebody, and it has to do with you. Don't know if you're aware with how we do this on the show with our second date thing here, but we got a call from somebody. He liked you, but he said he didn't understand what happened. He said you guys went on a date, but then when he tried to get a second date, you just gave a big old no. And obviously, I'm talking about Robert.
Yeah, oh my, this is awkward.
what happened?
Well, I did say no to the date. I actually said, please don't call me again, ever, because it was... you can't even believe what happened.
He sounds like a nice guy,
Yeah, he was genuinely wondering.
He's quite nice, and we had a good time. The date was fun, but unfortunately, I think he's a criminal, because I have this habit. You know that Dayton Daily News thing? And you can go on and you can look at mugshots.
Like Fry does.
I do that all the time.
Every day.
I do.
Yes, I do that too, okay? Well, here's the problem. He was on it. He was on it, and he's been arrested, and not just for like some little petty thing. It said aggravated. He was arrested for aggravated armed robbery, and that just freaked me out. I mean, I could be dead or aggravatedly robbed.
What?
Can I jump in here and explain a little bit real quick?
There he is, Bonnie. He's on the phone.
See, I told you this was awkward.
No. It's fine. I mean, it's not fine. I have a twin brother, and that's who was arrested for the robbery. It was my brother's photo. It wasn't mine. On the website.
You have a twin. You're telling me you have a twin.
That's right.
No way. I mean, that sounds like a soap opera to me. Like, oh, my evil twin did it.
Yeah, I realize what it sounds like. I mean, but that was, I don't know if you remember, at one point during the day, I was kind of telling you there were some things going on. I was having a little bit of a rough time, and I didn't want to get into it because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer during the day, but that it's my brother is sort of the rough time that I was talking about a little bit.
Well, I mean, I remember you saying that, but that still seems, I mean, you should have said something. What, I mean, don't you know about that site? What if, I had seen it somewhere. Or what if he had come up to me and I thought he was you? I mean, why didn't you say something?
It's true.
I'm not sure
you know
about
what?
That.
That's right. You're right. I should have said something. It's just not something I'm comfortable
talking about. I'm still not sure. Sorry. Yeah. I'm still not sure I believe you. This is so outlandish and crazy. I'm not sure I believe you.
Okay, you remember what I look like, right? And obviously
yes.
You saw what you think is my picture. But if you look at that picture on the website, my brother has a teardrop tattoo next to his eye, and I don't have that.
I don't remember you having anything like that. That's true.
You didn't put on makeup,
did you? You do have a twin brother. And I am so very. I was completely wrong.
No. It's all right.
I'm mortified. I am so sorry.
Gosh, Robert sounds like he has so much of a burden to carry.
You
no
do.
Wonder you sound sad.
You do.
Yeah.
I don't suppose we could we try this again now that I'm aware of what's going on?
Well, we can
even help with it. You know, we'll foot the bill.
Yeah, we'll give you guys a ride, give you something to do, send you somewhere to eat.
That would be a nice
start again.
I appreciate that. It's nice to be able to offer, but it wasn't charity that I was looking for here. I was just trying to sort things out. And maybe it's me or maybe it's just everything going on. But I think right now I'm just going to say, I mean, I know I'm the one that initiated this, but my gut's telling me right now, just maybe no. Maybe I need a little time with everything. And maybe, I don't know, maybe.
That's a mature way to handle it, though, Robert, you know.
Yeah, I just want to be fair to everyone and, there's a lot of burden right now, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we might run into each other at church again, and, you know, it might be fun to try again now that, you know, we've cleared the air.
Yeah, maybe that could be somewhere to start fresh down the road. You never know.
Okay, well,
I think it's a good lesson learned, you know, and especially probably for you, Bonnie, you know, don't judge a book, right?
I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions. That was totally on me.
Aw.
I feel really bad. He's very, I mean, you don't know from the phone, but he's very handsome, too, and I feel really bad.
We'll see. He likes that.
Maybe you can start all over again. Keep us posted, though, okay?
I will do that.
Well, good luck to you both.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.